from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes hit hospital in Syria. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province. Doctors Without Borders says one of its hospitals was destroyed while three other medical facilities were damaged in northern Syria by what rebels battling the Assad government claim were targeted airstrikes by the regime. Medics and witnesses say at least 10 people were killed at a maternity and pediatric clinic hit by missiles and rockets in the border town of Azaz. The charity group also said its 30-bed hospital was destroyed and 7 people were killed in Idlib province. Initially, the hospital in Idlib was thought to be the only medical facility struck, but VOA's Jamie Detmer, who was at a hospital in Kilis, Germany, where the Syrian victims were taken, said it was more than that. Much more.
I mean, in fact, it's not just one hospital that was hit today. There were four. Two in Idlib province, two in Aleppo province. One hospital was a pediatric hospital just over the border from Kilis at Azaz, which had been struck before. And some of the injured from that hospital were being brought over, as well as the injured from a school that had been sheltering displaced Syrians elsewhere in northern Aleppo countryside as well.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmed Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters several times in recent days, and Mr. Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby airbase, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. In the meantime, Turkey's foreign minister says no decision has been made on a ground force against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye as he campaigned for a president in Kampala. Mr. Besigye has lost 3 disputed elections to President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986. From Kampala, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Tensions rose Monday afternoon after Ugandan presidential candidate and opposition leader Kizza Besigye was taken into police custody as he campaigned in the capital ahead of Thursday's elections. Uganda's Assistant Inspector General of Police said Besigye was violating campaign rules.
If you choose, because it is a political period, campaign, to go to a place where you are not supposed to be at that time and then lead a procession through the central business district, the nerve center of economic activity at such a time, I think we must protect other people.
Police also clarified that Besigye was not arrested but detained. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
After Besigye was released, his supporters and police faced off in Kampala as supporters waited for him to make an appearance at a university. Some supporters threw stones and police fired tear gas canisters to disperse the crowds. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between 2 former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will replace a transitional government put into place in 2014 when President Francois Bozize was pushed from office. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion has killed the country's former defense minister. A police officer at the scene said the bomb had been planted underneath the car of Muhyiddin Mohamed Haji Ibrahim, the former defense minister who had worked as an advisor for the Somali parliament. The blast occurred Monday in Mogadishu's KM4 neighborhood. Mr. Ibrahim was a member of the Kulan political party. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to a historic summit in California on Monday, where he will seek to implement his U.S. rebalancing strategy with the Asia-Pacific on a path that would reach decades into the future. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days at the scenic Sunnyland Retreat in Rancho Mirage, where a more formal agenda is planned to discuss a range of critical and thorny issues central to the region. Former U.S. President George W. Bush is emerging from a self-imposed hiatus from the American political scene to try to boost his younger brother Jeb's bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The one-time American leader has stayed away from politics since leaving office in 2009 after his 2 terms in the White House. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.